It's 6 minutes past 10, Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Darren, and good morning to our listeners. What a great day.
It is a great day and very nice out there. I like this autumn weather. Some people I've talked to recently, they said we miss summer, and I thought, well, I wouldn't have last summer again, like not this summer, but the summer before. I know it's been a bit rainy, but for me, that's more a classical summer for me.
Well, I love summer, but in particular, I love this period leading up to Easter. I just think it's just a wonderful temperature, just a wonderful time, and just a little bit of briskness coming into the air. So it's a great time.
It is. Would you like to introduce our first guest?
I absolutely do. I am always in awe of this person. I'm absolutely delighted to call this person a friend, and particularly a professional friend who does so much for our community. And of course, that's Dr. Michelle Byrne, the Hillshire Mayor. Good morning, Madam Mayor.
Good morning, Jimmy and Darren. How are you today?
Really, really good. Look, our listeners have, over the last couple of years, seen the development of two beautiful gifts who started school just very recently. Tell us about that part of being a mum. How's that in your daily life?
It's awesome. I love being a mum. That's the most important job I think that I've got, and it's a real privilege to have children that you get to shape and mould and try and lead through life. But my daughters, Madison and Alexis, have just started kindergarten, and they are loving it, and they're thriving in their new environment, which is fantastic, and they're coming home every day and telling me about the letters that they've learnt and the numbers that they've learnt and all those sorts of things, and telling me about their new friends and what they've been up to. So it's really exciting to see their next step in their educational journey.
And isn't that wonderful, if I can just say, in terms of family, they want to come home and share with you those wonderful experiences that they have at school. And in your busy day, from going from, say, a project that's worth $50 million to, you know, learning and talking to them about colouring in, the importance of communication and dialogue and them sharing those values, I congratulate you and also all mums and people who are in a similar boat. So it's just not you, but everybody, and I'm just really delighted.
I'm not unique. My story's not unique. There's lots of working parents out there that are trying to find their right balance and do the juggling act as well.
And
somehow
Michelle,
we get it done.
Yes.
Somehow.
Yes, and that's very good. And
but we get there.
How are they going to the transition to school? And I know it can be for lots of kids at that kindergarten age, but also in high school. I know my daughter took a couple of weeks of transition in high school. How do they find the transition from that home environment to a full-on school-type environment?
And they did really well. I mean, it did help that they went to preschool 3 days a week last year. So they were used to going somewhere for 3 days. So this year was not too bad for them. They adjusted really well. And I think the fact there's two of them as well, so they've always got a little buddy with them. I think that support also assisted them transition really quite easily. At the moment, they're in the same class. That's always a hard decision what you do with twins. Do you leave them together? Do you separate them? What do you do? So we chose to leave them together for kindergarten. So I think that's helped as well, because it's a big thing going to school.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Madam Mayor, every week for you is very busy. You know, we sometimes are able to catch up and have a conversation just about everything, and you lead such a busy life. This week has been really busy. Would you be so kind as to tell our listeners about International Women's Day? Because I believe that was a really great celebration on Monday, and you've made public comment about the significance of it and just the wonderful experience that took place. So can you let our listeners know about that?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, this week is International Women's Day, and for me, International Women's Day is reflecting on how far we've come in terms of equality, realising how far we've still got to go. And for me, it's also thinking about the future generation of women coming through. And as a mum of daughters, you naturally think about the world that you're creating for them. And I certainly want to see a world where my daughters can be whatever they want to be. They don't have to break through glass ceilings. There's no expectations that they need to, that they can do whatever they want. And that's an important message from me to them. And I think, you know, I really want to see the next generation of women not face some of the challenges that generations of women face today and in the past as well. So at the moment, my daughters want to be, well, Madison wants to be a police officer and Alexis wants to be a firefighter. So I'm completely thrilled. A, because they're already picking careers that serve community, but B, they see no limitation in the occupations that they're choosing at this important time. And I think that's the way it should be. No one should be telling them that they can't be a firefighter because it's too dangerous and it's more for men, or same with police officer as well. So I think that's the message to the next generation. They can do whatever they want, be whoever they want, and not face those glass ceilings and not have to work twice as hard as men to get where they want to get either.
And if I can just say to you, Michelle, they're very fortunate to have a role model, because your own values come through as a person that you are, and that will filtrate through to them. So they're very fortunate to have a great role model.
Michelle, a question on that. We've got a long way in those sort of gender equality stakes. What else do you think society needs to do to get to the point that you would like to see your daughters have when they enter the workforce?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think, you know, you can't overlook some of the stuff that we're seeing in the media in recent times. So I think there's still a lot to do in this space to make sure that women are given the respect and treated the way that they should be treated. I think there's probably a lot of work to do within our multicultural communities as well. The women that come from other countries don't necessarily have those safe spaces to be able to talk about these taboo issues like domestic violence and mental health and those sorts of things. So I think it's really important as a community that we start to work together with some of the organisations that reach into these multicultural communities and really assist the women there. And I actually was fortunate to attend the New South Wales Sri Lankan Association International Women's Day event on, I think it was Sunday. And what they're doing is they're setting up a network for Sri Lankan women to try and create safe spaces for them to be able to address some of these issues and trying to make change within those communities. So I think there's a lot to do in that space as well.
Dr. Michelle Byrne, would you be so kind? We're going to go to a little break here on 90.5 and Spotlight with Darren and myself. So privileged to have you on our radio and to tell us the story that you're doing for the community and for our shire. I know you've got a busy day. Let's go to a little break, and we're going to come back and ask some very tough questions then, Madam Mayor.
Sounds good.
Live 90.5. Proud sponsors Linden Electric have been best in class since 1977, providing unparalleled electrical expertise in commercial, industrial and laboratory solutions. This dynamic family-run team prides themselves on over 43 years' worth of client-focused results based on their core values of quality, safety and integrity. Linden Electric, experts in electrical, 9890 9663, or email james@linden.net.au for a booking. Station sponsor.
It's 80 minutes past 10, a live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
We're very fortunate to have on the line our very good mayor, who's doing an amazing job, Dr. Michelle Byrne. Madam Mayor, just some updates on some things that are happening at the minute in our shire. The pool
is going great guns. We've just reached a milestone. We are in the process of laying the concrete for the bottom of the 50-metre pool. So it's very, very exciting. And same with the outdoor 25-metre pool. So all of a sudden, you're seeing these pools really start to take shape, which is really, really exciting. And hopefully very soon we'll start building out of the ground as well, so residents will really be able to see the pools emerging and the new facility really coming to life, which is really, really very, very exciting for us. And it's exciting for me personally because it's obviously a very big project, a $55 million project, and it's one that's very close to my heart as well. And it's important to me that we deliver this facility on time, on budget, and that we return it to the community as soon as possible, because I know everyone's missing their pool. I miss it, so I'm looking forward to seeing it back up and running again.
That's absolutely fantastic. When do you think I'll be able to put my togs on and go for a swim?
Hopefully by the first quarter of next year.
Gee, that's not long away.
Hopefully sooner. As long as we don't get major rain delays and things like that, then we'll be right. But it's going very well at the moment, and obviously we're keeping a very close eye on it.
Congratulations. That's absolutely a fantastic story. Memorial Avenue. Some really good things happening there.
Another exciting news. Yes, that's a state government project, or Transport for New South Wales. That's not a council project. But they've finally turned the first sod. So that road will be upgraded to four lanes, which is really exciting, and it's overdue.
And I know an exciting bit about that where council did provide is the pedestrian cycling bridge over it, which means that once it gets a busier road, there's going to be lots of provisions for cyclists and pedestrians, so that's great too.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things we're focusing on at the moment too, is connectivity and getting the footpaths and the cycleways in place and where people find value in them. So trying to connect them into our public transport hubs, trying to connect them through our reserves and things like that. Because at the end of the day, you want people out of their cars and where possible accessing public transport, either by foot or by bike. And obviously, because of COVID, more and more people are out there enjoying our environment. So there's more and more people on our cycleways, which is fantastic as well, including me. I went for a two-hour cycle on our cycleways the other day.
And that's fantastic. And I did know that you're going on that tour from my connections within Bike North. And yeah, it's great that to have you out there. And I must say, even just walking between here at Baulkham Heights Estate, where the radio station is, and Alfred Street, I was just doing that the other day, and there was some new curb ramps on the footpath between some roads, and it just thought, wow, it is all happening. And little things like that make a huge difference. Yeah, that's really great.
Yeah, they do. Fantastic. And there's a lot of focus at the moment on our waterways as well. So the Hawkesbury River through Crestwood, you will have noticed that we're doing a lot of work around the Toongabby Creek through there, trying to clean it up. Because, you know, residents love our waterways. They love having picnics by our waterways. So it's really important that we look after them and clean them up.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of work going on around the place.
Madam Mayor, the showground. Update on the showground.
So the showground, we have done a master plan, and the aim of the showground is obviously to ensure that it remains a leisure recreational precinct for future generations and obviously for this generation as well. And that open space now is so important to this community, particularly as we grow. And where the train station is, you will see a high rise and you'll see more apartments there. So for those people living in those apartments, that green space is critical, because obviously if you don't have enough green space for your residents, you're contributing to mental health and you've got the flow-on effect onto the economy and onto the health system itself. So you need to have that access to that green space. So in the future, you will see more activity on that showground. You'll see regional parks and you'll see barbecues and cycleways. The Harvey Low will probably be rebuilt in the future as well. The showground itself, all that will be improved as well. There'll be seating around it in the future. And we'll do a lot of work to fix up the ground itself.
So
it's
for those,
an exciting project. But it's going to take, it's a 20-year vision, so it's not going to happen overnight.
So, Madam Mayor, so those not following,
funding to be able to deliver it.
Yeah, those not following it closely, so the showground is staying pretty much in its
absolutely.
Current form. Excellent. That's great to
for
hear.
Now, yep.
Yeah,
it'll never be developed. And I think that's always the fear of residents, that that space will be taken and turned into high-rise. Well, I can say for one thing that over my dead body, that's not going to happen. But that space is just so critical as open space and as leisure and recreational pursuits as well, activities there.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. And my final update for our listeners and from you is what's happening with business in our shire, because I see more and more buildings and businesses and, you know, business parks being built. That is a very tangible sign to me that the economic activity and GDP continues to grow. You must be excited about business
attraction. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we obviously love our businesses and we want more businesses to join us in the hills. We want the businesses that we have here to grow and to evolve and to get bigger, because obviously the more businesses you have, it's great for your local economy, but it's also great for jobs for your local residents. So our target is to be able to provide 8 jobs in the hills for every 10 residents. So that's a massive aim.
Absolutely.
So we do that in a couple of ways. We make sure that we've got enough land zoned that will allow business to occur. So, you know, you've got to have enough land zoned industrial and commercial to allow businesses to come in. We're trying to avoid rezoning land that is commercial into residential or anything like that, because then you'll lose potential employment space, which we don't want to do. The other thing we're doing also is we work with the businesses every day and we try and get a handle on what are the limitations of doing business in the hills. In the past, it's come down to infrastructure, you know, traffic and not being able to connect into other parts of Sydney. So, of course, the metro has really assisted with that. And I think being in the hills and doing business in the hills will get even better in the future as our connections improve. So eventually I hope we're connected straight into the second airport. I hope eventually there's a metro between Hills and Parramatta directly. And those sorts of infrastructure and public transport routes will really, really assist businesses here in the hills, do business all over Sydney, but it'll make the hills even more attractive to do business as well.
That's absolutely fantastic. And just for our listeners today, your busy life of already having meetings this morning, being on radio, you're now on a panel, I think, both Darren and I have heard whispers, with a number of other mayors talking about what's happening in Western Sydney. You must be excited about that. That's an annual event where you're able to express what's happening in our shire and surrounding areas.
Oh, I love it. I love it as UDIA. It's just a great opportunity to showcase what we're doing in the hills and to talk about the limitations to development and the need for infrastructure as well. And I love hearing from the other mayors as well. And a lot of our challenges are similar. Parramatta has similar challenges. Backtown Mayor, he has similar challenges as well in terms of the amount of growth that's coming through. I mean, Hills and Parramatta and Blacktown really are providing a lot of the growth in the future as well. So they face those similar challenges to providing the infrastructure as well, and how do you fund the infrastructure and how do you get it there before the residents arrive?
Madam Mayor, I can't thank you enough. We always pull on your apron, so to speak, your time to be able to come and talk to us. But our listeners love and value what you do and your council and the staff, your general manager. We're absolutely delighted that you are able to spend some time with us and celebrate the great things that are happening. Yes, we know there's challenges, but you look to the horizon to overcome those and create the world in which we live and the community. Thanks for joining us on Spotlight with Darren and myself. We're very privileged. Have a great day.
You too. I'll speak to you soon.
Alive 90.5.